stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Giabili reporting. President Donald Trump fueled a growing controversy surrounding Russia's involvement in November's presidential election with attacks on NBC News and the network's political director, Chuck Todd. In two Saturday morning tweets, Trump mocked Todd's appearance, criticized the network for not providing enough coverage of unproven assertions that President Barack Obama wiretapped his campaign, and called on NBC to stop covering Russia's interference in the election. The White House, meanwhile, sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between Trump's campaign advisors and Russia if he's granted immunity from prosecution. White House spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters at his daily media briefing he was not going to give Michael Flynn or any legal advice from the podium about whether he should testify before congressional investigative committees.
But I think that the interesting thing is, if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying, do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
In his weekly address, U.S. President Donald Trump touts his Supreme Court pick Neil Gorsuch, saying the nomination is one of his most important actions as president. He added, the next few days, the Senate is scheduled to take a step that will protect the rule of law and democratic way of life that is absolutely a birthright of all Americans. Judge Gorsuch was confirmed unanimously to the Court of Appeals. This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials say